The next era of Bucks basketball is here.
Lillard, three-pointer for the lead. It's Dame time.
Giannis just inside the three-point line, working on Orlando Robinson. Spins around him, and goodness gracious.
This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Tonight, we'll unpack it all with a guy who's been in the middle of it all. The president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan. And our special guest tonight, who's traveling with the team, is Bucks general manager, John Horst. By far the best record in the league. And Chris Middleton is a huge part of that thrill ride.
The source for the inside scoop on every dribble, drawn up play, and decision made. Now, here's your host, Gale Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gale Klappa, and this is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. We take you back, September 27. In the early afternoon hours, news breaks of a blockbuster trade, and the tremors have been felt across the NBA ever since. The Bucks, of course, landed Damian Lillard. Now on the same court, Dame and Giannis, two of the best players of all time, and both still in their prime. The move doesn't guarantee a title. It doesn't put a lock on the Larry O'Brien trophy, but the odds sure have swung in our direction. On Courtside tonight, it's Dame time. Our guest, Bucks star Damian Lillard. Damian, great to visit with you. Thanks for joining us here on Courtside.
I appreciate y'all having me here.
Well, Dame, the Bucks have reeled off five wins in a row now, and it looks like the offense may be beginning to really gel. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's definitely trending in the right direction. I think to start the season, you know, people wanted things to click right away, but I don't think anything great or special happens overnight. You know, we knew it was going to take time, and we knew that it would be a process, and it still is. You know, we haven't quite reach the level of comfort and the level of execution that we want or that we'll need to accomplish what we want to accomplish. But we're moving in the right direction, and I think it's starting to show in these games.
Well, Dame, the Bucks defense still looks like a real work in progress. And I noticed with a wry smile, Coach Griffin said after the Monday night game that there wasn't much to like about our defensive performance that night. In your mind, what's the biggest area to focus on for improvement?
I think it's a few things. I think, a lot of people don't know, early in the NBA season is just, you know, everybody's optimistic, everybody's fresh, everybody's, you know, coming out trying to show the latest version of themselves. So it's a little bit more difficult, I think, to start seasons. And I think us having a new coach, an entirely new system, and, you know, a lot of guys on our team have been used to doing things a certain way, and now you come in and you change it. Obviously, it's going to be an adjustment for everybody to get used to the terms, to get used to the rotations, and to understand the purpose of what we do. And right now, I think we have some miscommunications. I think there's been some misunderstandings of, you know, some of our coverages in real time, like in the game as it's happening or when it's happening fast. And that's also something that we're starting to understand better, you know, than we did in the beginning. And even though it might not be perfect or it might not be to the level we want, we're starting to have more positive moments than we were having before, and we just got to keep building on it.
And Dame, now that Chris Middleton is playing more minutes coming off knee surgery this past summer, I know the defensive stats have improved when the three of you, when Dame, Giannis, and Chris are on the court.
Yeah. I think part of that is just experience. You know, I think the three of us, we've had a lot of minutes on the floor. And being a good defensive team in this league is not one person, it's not two people, it's not three people, it's all five. And that's communication. It's the desire, you know, having pride and wanting to stop the other team, but also understanding. You know, knowing the terms around the league, knowing what guys like to do, knowing even to the point where you know what certain coaches like to do. Those things give you a chance to be a good defensive team. And I think with all three of us out there, because of our experience and our knowledge of how the game is played, who players are, and just how teams play in this league, it'll make you better on that end of the floor. So the more time we can get out there together, the more we can learn each other and the better we can get our communication down, the better we'll be.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, Damon. And switching gears a bit, you have built a very well-deserved reputation as one of the most prolific shooters of all time. But I know, Dame, you place a lot of importance on being a great playmaker as well, particularly with all the talent on this Bucks team. Chat about that, if you will.
I just think it's a – I think playmaking is an underrated skill of mine because I've been known to score so much in my career. But I feel like I've always been a really good playmaker. When growing up, my dad was always on me about playing unselfishly, making the right play. You know, you're not always going to get an assist for that. You're not always going to get credit for that. But I think the way that I play the game, I think it creates good offense. You know, even if I'm not getting a basket or assist, I just know how to generate offense by playing the right way. And it makes even more sense. And I think it'll be highlighted more on this team, like you said, because we got so many good players, and what was required of me offensively in Portland won't be required of me here. So the opportunity to just generate offense and get to certain spots and maybe get a hockey assist or get into the paint and, you know, find guys in the spots where they can be most successful, I think I'll be presented with a lot more of those opportunities where we can actually be successful as opposed to me always having to, you know, score 35 or score 40 points.
Dame, you mentioned that what's required of you here may be quite a bit different than what was required of you in Portland. How do you feel about that?
I'm embracing it fully, you know. I think coming here, you know, you're playing with the best player in the league. You know, he's the horse for our team. You know, he's dominant. He's going to do some of everything. He's going to do it with a lot of energy and a lot of aggressiveness and attacking. And obviously, I don't want to come and just not be myself or not bring to the table what I know I can bring to the table because, you know, I want to assist him. You know, I want to compliment him and still be dominant as well. But I just know that it's not needed. You know, I had to have a lot of extraordinary performances for us to have a chance at times. And I know that that part is not necessary here. You know, I just need to be myself. And I know that that's good enough. I don't have to always go above and beyond. And that's part of being on a good team. So, you know, the stage in my career that I'm in, you know, I'm in my prime, but I think I've reached a stage of maturity and, you know, just understanding what it takes to win, you know, and putting that number one, especially when I have a great opportunity to do so here. You know, it's important to embrace that and to be constantly finding ways to contribute to winning. And now that I know that that's what the expectation is and I know I don't have to have a 50-point, 60-point, 70-point game, you know, there's no need to focus on that or to not embrace, you know, what's needed for me to just win.
We'll have more with Dame in a moment. This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
This is Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Now back to Courtside with Gale and Bucks guard Damian Lillard.
Dame, after 11 seasons in Portland, you find yourself in a new city. As you mentioned, a new coach, a new system, and new teammates. What part of the move to the Bucks has been the most challenging for you?
I would say just being in a situation that's just not familiar. You know, even when I got drafted to Portland, I was a one-hour flight from Oakland. You know, family could come visit easily. I was on in the same time zone. You know, two of my best friends was in college in Portland. A lot of my family moved up to Portland my rookie year. I had, you know, 7-8 family members right there, a lot of support. I had friends there. So it was just a comfortable situation to come into. And then being there 11 years, you know, I basically built my entire adulthood there. So just having to leave that behind, you know, and never even living outside of the West Coast to moving into the Midwest and joining a new organization this late into my career. You know, it's just been different. You know, it hasn't been a familiar thing. And also playing with new players and having a new coaching staff and just a completely new environment, you know, it's just been tough. And also living away from my kids. You know, they're the center of my life.
Right.
So just being away from my kids when I'm used to seeing them every day and being around them and being able to hug them and kiss them and put them to bed and being around them when they wake up from their naps and stuff like that. You don't realize how much of a luxury it is to have those simple things and be able to do those things until, you know, you're in this type of situation where it's taken away from you. So I think that's those things are probably the hardest part about it.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, Dame, you've been just warmly welcomed here. Tell us your reaction when you landed in Milwaukee and I think 5,000 people showed up at the Deer District.
I mean, I was shocked. On my way here, everybody was telling me that it was like a rally and all that stuff. And I thought it was just a rally for the start of the season. You know, I thought it was just something that they did. You know, it was almost training camp. Everybody's excited. Just made a big trade. And then when I got there, it was like, this was for me. Like, I got there, and they was like, you know, this was for you. And I was like, man, is this what happens when, you know, when dudes get traded? And, you know, it was my first time getting traded, so I didn't really know that it was for me. And then I walked in the arena, and they had the video played, and it was just so much love and support, you know, and to be embraced like that in a new situation is extremely warm, and it's a great feeling, you know, when you're walking into a new situation to know, you know, how much people are excited to have you and how welcomed you are to that new environment. So it was a special welcoming, and it played a major role in me feeling like, okay, you know, well, let's do it then.
Amen. So, Dame, I know you're getting used to your new circumstances, getting used to your new teammates, but I saw an advanced analytic just this morning that basically said, so far this season, you lead the league in clutch points. That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it speaks to what the truth is, you know. I think over the course of my career, you know, I've developed a reputation for being able to finish and close games. And just like anybody else, I've had a lot of moments where I came up short. You know, I missed a shot, or I might have missed a free throw, or just made a wrong decision on a play or whatever. You know, we all have our moments where we come up short. But I think I've proven that I'm one of the more successful players at finishing out and closing out games, and I think a big part of that is because I don't fear the outcome of them, you know, whether that's winning or losing. I trust what I put into the game, and I believe in myself. So, you know, I know that that's part of why I was brought here, is to, you know, be able to finish out games and to be that guy in those moments. So, we've had enough of those moments for me to be leading the league, because we've been in some close ones. So I'm just happy that I've been able to, so far this season, you know, show my value in that time of the game.
And that's why they call it Dame time.
So, yep.
So, Dame, in your short time in a Bucks uniform, I'm sure you've been part of a few wow moments with Giannis. How about sharing one of those moments where you step back and you say, I'm not sure my eyes are deceiving me here.
I think I've seen him play enough to where, you know, I've seen how he plays and what he gets done, but to see it up close sometimes is just like, man, you know, to see a dude that big and to have that type of length and speed and, you know, how he can move side to side and finish through contact, you know, he's just a beast. And, you know, when you're on the court with him, is, you know, certain plays where it's like, man, there's no way he's going to get to the basket on that one. And then he ended up on the rim, you know. So, you know, it's special to watch, you know, and I think with him, you get a seat to where God-given gifts meet hard work and, you know, a strong mentality.
That's fantastic. And speaking of basketball, pure basketball talent, Have you ever played with a rim protector as good as Brook Lopez?
Never. I mean, it seemed like every possession he's blocking a shot. Like, literally. Every time he's under the basket, I'm expecting him to get a hand on the ball. And, you know, I think having him down there makes us all a million times more comfortable. I don't think I've ever seen anybody having, you know. I played with Hassan Whiteside, and he blocked a lot of shots. But the way Brook does it is like, man, this dude is getting 8 blocks, 7 blocks, 6 blocks. I think people just underestimate his ability to time and to get to the ball.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch. It really is. And we'll be back in a moment. More with Dame on Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
You're listening to Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Here's more Courtside with Gale and Bucks guard Damian Lillard.
Dame, you played with Pat Connaughton for, I believe, 2 seasons in Portland. How about compare Pat's skill set then to the player you see in action today? And wasn't he part of luring you here to Milwaukee?
It's funny because he was real similar. I think now he just understands he understands how to get it done better. Like, he was always a good offensive rebounder. He was always a good cutter. He could always make threes. He was always a smart player. But I think when a guy is in the NBA over a stretch of time, they just learn the game. You know, they just know where they fit in. You know, they know where they can be successful and how they can impact the team, especially a smart player like him. So I noticed when he got to Milwaukee, you know, he found his space and, you know, he sticks to it. You know, he doesn't try to do anything outside of who he is, and he plays to his strengths. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And in Portland, I think he was trying to figure it out. And then he came here and, you know, was on a really good team and getting more minutes, and he figured it out. So I think that's the only difference, really, from now on in.
And I know you've stayed in contact with him. I understand he was telling you, Dame, you need to come here.
Yeah, I think he was playing it nice. You know, I was me, him, and Giannis was in a group chat, and I was telling him, like, man, you got to tell Giannis to come to Portland. And he was like, you know, and Giannis is telling me I need to come to Milwaukee. And it was just a little back and forth. And, you know, Pat was just kind of in the middle, you know. And then the day that I got traded, he texted me, and he was like, well, I guess we won on this side. And I was like, yeah, I guess y'all did.
Oh, goodness. Well, Dame, in your young career, you've also had quite a life off the court. Gained some real notoriety as a rap artist. Last I checked, you've released at least 4 albums over the years. Tell our listeners, Dame, how you became involved in the music business.
Well, I just put my 5th album out in August, and I mean, my family, everybody, a lot of my cousins, my family is just a music family. I was in the choir as a kid. All my cousins rapped when I was a kid, so I started, you know, messing around, doing music. When I was in high school, me and my friends would record music, and we came out before our basketball games. And we would come out to warm up before games to our own music in high school. In college, we kept recording mixtapes and stuff like that. And then when I got to the league, I kept recording. You know, I was doing stuff on SoundCloud. I started a platform on Instagram called 4 Bar Friday. And that pretty much took off. And then I started, you know, dropping singles, and it started picking up, and people was like, man, you got to do an album. So I put my 1st album out, and I think a lot of people in the music industry just respected how I approached it like any other aspiring artist. You know, I didn't just come drop an album and say, I'm Dame, you know, go listen to my music. You know, it was like a whole journey for me in the music, you know, and I respected the game that way. So now, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, people was like, man, stick to basketball, work on your game. You need to be in the gym. You know, it was a bunch of that stuff. And now people, when we on the road, more people acknowledge me as Dame Dollar than they do as anything else. You know, a lot of people just call me by my rap name. So, you know, it's pretty cool.
Oh, very interesting. And, of course, you probably saw the Bucks had Flavo Flav do the national anthem here a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Any comment on his rendition of the national anthem?
I know that was a bucket list moment for Flav. You know, I know that was something that he wanted to do. So, you know, I think a lot of people made a joke out of it, but, you know, I guarantee you about 98% of them wouldn't take a chance to go out there and do it. So, you know, I didn't find much humor in it. I respected it, you know, because he's a rapper, but, you know, he has a heavy background as a musician, you know, doing more than just rapping. So I respected him going out there and doing it. You know, and I feel like a lot of the people that had a lot to say about it and jumped in on, you know, clowning it or whatever, there's a lot of, they wouldn't do that in the front of five people, let alone about 20,000. So,
you know, I guarantee you, I wouldn't try it. Well, Dame, back to the court. As you know, the NBA has introduced something new this year, the in-season tournament. Games played on Tuesdays and Fridays in November will determine, you know, which teams head for the final showdown in Vegas. And there's a lot of cash involved. What's your take on this new wrinkle?
I think it gives us something to get up for. And, you know, I said it, I think, last week. It provides the opportunity for us to, you know, look out for the people who aren't making max money or the people who are on a minimum contract or a two-way contract or, you know, some of our coaches who would get a share of it. It's an opportunity to do so. And it's a trip to Vegas. You know, we could do what we love to do, what we're going to have to do anyway, man. But, you know, have something else in our heart for the people that, you know, this could be a life-changing opportunity for.
Yeah, amen. Well, one more question, Dame. Back to the challenge at hand. A big early season matchup tips off Wednesday night against Drew Holiday and our East Coast rivals, the Celtics. Give our listeners, if you will, at least one key to watch in the Battle of Heavyweights.
I think it's just, if I had to say one key, I would say just embracing the competition. You know, they're a really good team, and so are we. And, you know, a lot of time these types of games and these types of situations have a lot of hype around them. But once you get out there, at the end of the day, it's just basketball, and we got to go out there and compete and play the game. And, you know, neither one of us going to win the championship tomorrow, but we do have to embrace the competition and, you know, be ready to set the tone for, you know, what it's going to be between the two teams, especially with it being a rivalry and probably a little bit more personal rivalry now, since a huge part of the Bucks team over the past couple of years is on their team now.
Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly. Well, Dame, I can't thank you enough for sitting down with us. Really, really fun talking with you, and best of luck to you as the season progresses. And you've been listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. So long, everybody.